recognize it. I mean, I've kept it in the same setting, same name, same issues, late 19th century. He wasn't one of those, at least not on Miss Julie, he wasn't one of those directors, writers, who need their text to be word perfect. I mean, he writes in his notes that he trusts the actor, that he's written all of this very loosely, and the actor can change the lines if they find a more natural way of stating things, that he trusts the intuition of the actor to find the naturalism and the humanity. And his desire when writing his words was to make them as conversational as possible and make them as reflective of the class he was observing as he could. I felt that there was permission to alter the language, and of course it's in translation, so even to try to find more relevant modern terms where needed without losing the history of it and the class structure, of course. So the dialogue has been changed, the words, not the intention, not the the meaning behind things or the pursuit of certain ideas, but rather how they're expressed. And my hope is that the way it's expressed focuses more on zeroing in on the relationship and what's going on and what's transpiring between each character at every moment. And in addition to that, because I was more compelled by and interested in, again, these relationships and the power dynamics and his ideas on the place of women in society and the consequences that befall a woman who tries to compete with a man for status, or a servant who tries to compete with his superior for status. Those themes were more interesting to me than some of the other political statements he was trying to make at the time.